In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, tongue of the man. Today is the greatest day in the history of the church, because as we saw last week, the economy of the Father and the economy of the Son now, the Father sent the Holy Spirit to give birth to the church, to give birth to the body of Christ, which Christ himself is his head. That's why today is one of the very important days in the church. Today the church was born of the Holy Spirit. And thus the Holy Spirit could never come to abide in us and to dwell in our hearts before the fulfillment of the economy of the Son on the cross, when he fulfilled the salvation, the redemption, and the reconciliation. Today we are very happy because through the Spirit of God, the church lives now. And we have to know, as of the moment of the coming down of the Holy Spirit from heavens on the 120 persons who were in the upper room of the house of St. Mark, including the disciples, the apostles, and the women, beginning with St. Mary, the Mother of God. As of this moment, the Holy Spirit, who is the main person who works in the church. When I say person, I mean the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as we spoke about the economy of the Father and the Son today, we speak very little, because of the time, about the function of the Holy Spirit. As our Lord Jesus Christ declared today in this Gospel, number one, the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. He comforts us. When we face any problems, tribulations, persecutions, difficulties, carrying the cross after the Lord Jesus Christ, despised from the world, we find the Holy Spirit comforting us. That's why we call him the Paraclete. The Paraclete means the Comforter. He is the Comforter. No one can comfort you but him. No one can fill your heart with peace in your difficulties except the Holy Spirit, or like the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. Today, during the distribution of the Holy Communion, we will start to say Asomento Kyrio and Doxas Lar de Doxas Te. Let us praise the Lord for his glory is glorified. He ascended into heavens and sent us the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter. This is what we will sing from today until July the 12th in every liturgy. So he is the Spirit of Truth. He uncovered to you the true truth. The truth which the world did not know and not easy to go through. The spirit of truth means the spirit of Jesus Christ. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, when he said, you will know the truth, and the truth will free you, give you freedom, he said about himself that his flesh or his body is food indeed, true food, and his blood is a true blood. Number three, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of rebuking. He rebukes me. What? He rebukes me. Why? The Lord said here, he will rebuke the world on sin and righteousness and condemnation. The Holy Spirit in your heart will rebuke you or is rebuking you whenever you do something wrong. Whenever you think in something wrong. Whenever you say something wrong. He rebukes you. He awakes you. Let us say that. Why? Because after the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have any excuse to commit sin. Simply we have the salvation. Simply we have the Holy Spirit in us. Simply we are now triumphing on Satan. Satan has nothing to do with us. So if we still falling easily in sin without struggling, striving against it, then the Holy Spirit will rebuke us on sin. He will say to you, your sins are forgiven in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you sin anymore? This is what the Lord said to the sinner woman. After the people were going to stone her, he said to her, did anyone condemn you? She said, no. He said, neither me. I also do not condemn you. Go, but sin no more. He will rebuke us on sin. Unfortunately, to say, the sound of the Holy Spirit sometimes, when we still insisting to refuse him, it becomes lower and lower and lower and lower in my ears and in my heart. And in the beginning of our spiritual life, every single sin, we are alert. As it happened when St. Peter spoke to the people, they were cut to their hearts. We used to do that. But after we have used to make mistakes and mistakes and mistakes and mistakes, then the sound of the Holy Spirit becomes lower and lower and lower. In another way, we fall in sin, but we do not regret. We fall in sin, but we do not feel sorrow. Why? Because the sound of the Holy Spirit is lower in my ears and my heart now, not as it was before. But does the Holy Spirit stop rebuking us and warning us? Never. Because he works in our hearts continuously. But sometimes he becomes sad and upset. He will rebuke us on sin. Number two, he will rebuke us on righteousness. Not only because we do something wrong, but also because we do not know, we do not do the good things, the righteousness. And the sins, my beloved, are not only the negative sins. Means the sins is not to commit bad things, but not to do good things, not to pray enough, not to serve enough, not to love enough. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are written in the Galatians chapter 5, and all of us know that. Just to remind ourselves, there are 9 fruits written in Galatians 5. They are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the righteousness. This is what we are supposed to do. Not only to stop bad things, but also to do good things, to have the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Also, He will rebuke us on condemnation. Why? Because the prince of this world, Satan, is already condemned. He is in hell now. He and all his soldiers, all his group, they are now in the Hades. He has no authority on me. That's why the Holy Spirit will rebuke me on the condemnation, because I have the feeling that Satan is stronger than me. He is condemned, and we are not supposed to be condemned. At last but not least, we will hear in the kneeling prayer today after the liturgy, starting at 1:50, God willing, 1:15, God willing, that Hasqiel, the prophet, saw the water coming from the right side of the heikel of the temple, going first to the feet. The Holy Spirit starts from the feet. The Holy Spirit starts to work in me from the feet, not from the head. Because the Holy Spirit is humble. And those who want the Holy Spirit to work in them must start from feet, and then knees, and then waist, and then to the head. In other words, we cannot recognize our salvation. We cannot hear easily the voice of the Holy Spirit unless we are humble enough. Unless we humble ourselves, then the Holy Spirit will work in our lives, starting from the feet and raising, giving you good life, giving you virtues, one by one, as much as you need and ask and work on. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord may help us, may guide us, and the voice of His Spirit in our hearts be higher than the voices of the world. We want to go to the depths in our relationships with God, and it needs long process, not just instant. It comes from feet to knees to waist and up. Let us struggle from all our hearts, and let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and the Spirit of condemnation or rebuking, work in our hearts. And glory be to God forever. Amen.